Now here in the WGXC Acre studio is Carmen Borgia, whose show South has a one-day concert reading. I guess it's not. What is a concert reading?
It's unstaged, so they'll be reading. The various cast members will be reading directly from the script and singing from a score. And we have a live pianist, Jake Kerr, who's going to be accompanying the piece.
And that's this Sunday, August 27th at 2 p.m. at the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill. Now, has this show been done before?
We did the show, a version of it. It had a little bit of development over a few years at a place called Dixon Place in New York City. And we did a couple of seasons of readings, you know, where I did work on it, on the script and on the score. And then we did like a little run there in 2009. And we were happy with the production. But, you know, musicals, you know, it's a big unwieldy thing that you have to, you know, create. So it requires people and bodies and practicing and stuff like that. So the folks at the Bridge Street Theater were kind enough to ask if I would like to try a reading of it here, because I'd always felt like there were some things to tweak. And so the show is kind of still being developed. So if you want to come see a musical that we're figuring it out, that has some really beautiful impulses and music in it and some interesting characters.
And what's this show has pirates, cannibals, monks. What is the show South about?
So it's a bit of a road trip. It's set in 1880 in the Caribbean. To the north of South America, but to the south of North America. And there's a young sailor named Wheeler, and he's an orphan. And he works on a eternally sinking merchant ship. And he's kind of the guy that keeps it floating. He's a little bit of a sailing dork with the ship. And they have a couple new arrivals on the ship. It's Wheeler and the captain. Captain Spar have been there, and captain's kind of an old guy aging with the ship. And they have a couple of new arrivals, Hurley and Arabella, who have fled a flaming brothel some years before in New Bedford, Massachusetts in America, and they've ended up in the Caribbean. And through various twists and turns, a painting is revealed that looks just like Wheeler, who is our orphan sailor. And so they're is this search to find the person in the painting who looks just like him, who turns out, well, we won't want to spoil it. But it's sort of a search for the family, coming of age a little bit, kind of thing, a little bit of a road trip. So one of the challenges of the musical was I wanted it to take place in a lot of different places. So there's a scene on an island, and it's run by women. I was so glad to see Wonder Woman, because the island of women who run things, they really got it sorted out there. So so that's a vibe I'm into. And, you know, we have the ship, of course. Pirates. There has to be a pirate scene because, I don't know.
You're in the Caribbean on ships.
I mean, I figure that if I didn't do it, there'd be another problem. So
Bermuda Triangle does not come into play? Or is that does that come after the 1880s that the ship started going down?
You know, that's what the Bermuda Triangle wants you to think. if you like, I can play you a couple little excerpts
That would
piece.
Be great, yes.
So I am not in this piece at all. I wrote it, so there's plenty of me in there already. But I do not have any performers with me today, but I'll do a little excerpt. This first piece is called, it's the sort of opening of the show. And Allison Davey, my very own wife, will be playing the young Arabella and singing in the song. So we'll give you just a little bit of this thing here. Ride the worthy vessel afar from any port, out upon the sea, without charts or anchor. Climb aboard and join the crew. The wind has put us all in motion. Do what all you sailors do, your troubles in the ocean. So that's a little bit of how it begins. This is when Arabella, the young woman in the the cook, her father, Hurley, arrive on the ship. Arabella is, of course, played by Allison. And as I've said, Hurley is played by the lovely, wonderful Michael DiMedio. We've got Jay Kerr accompanying Jay Lessinger, who has been artistic director of the Chautauqua Opera, will be directing the piece, which is great. We have the awesome Nancy Giles, who will be joining us as the Lady Island Queen, and she's a CBS Sunday Morning person. She's a pundit and is a great friend, and I play for shows of hers called The Mosquito at Dixon Place in the City. We have Harry Matthews, who's an awesome
Catskill folk
and a GXC.
He's on the air sometimes, yeah.
On the air sometimes. So he's playing the awesome pirate captain, and he'll also play one of the parents who we meet at the end, and I don't want to give too much away. But
does he have a patch when he's a pirate?
You know?
Or a parrot?
I think we're going to figure that out tomorrow.
That's right. It's a reading, so there's no... are there costumes?
He might... No, there's no costumes, but you know, if
you get
a
chance to dress up as a pirate, sometimes people take it.
I can't stop him from doing that. Here's a little bit of the pirate song that I'll sing for Harry. Just give you a little hunk of this. Let's see. If I could choose the perfect life from all that I could be, I'd want to be a pirate and sail the seven seas. I'd drink the draught of life as if it were my final cup. I'd pillage, plunder, rob, and loot, naked from the scabbard up. So curse the world we're born to and watch the setting sun. Let's hope tomorrow never comes. So you have to, you know, imagine Harry doing that instead of me, which will be really way better and awesomer. So let's see. The pirates happen. We're not going to give it away. Does anybody die? Well, we try to keep death at arm's length here as best we can. We have, when they find the painting, we meet a trader of religious artifacts. And this one, I usually don't do this out because it's so strange. But it's a... It's a patter song about religious artifacts, so I'll give you a little bit of that, if that's okay. And tell me when my time's up. And
I'll give you an intro when you get the page ready.
Okay, here we go. Let's see. Oh, this one.
Oh, you're not ready. I was too soon with my...
All right, so religious artifacts for sale. If you need a salesman for an effigy or talisman, supplier of supplies for your religion, a tablet or a holy book, a flowing robe or a shepherd's crook, saint's bones or a shrunken head, the perfect shroud for when you're dead, reliquaries, triple sixes, allegories, crucifixes, homilies, benedictions, fairy dust and hand affixions. Whether it's salvation or just a revelation, you've got to give the people what they want. Thank you. I will accept your applause. Yeah, so that's a little bit of my religious artifact guy. So he's in the thing. We got a lot of people in the show. And
how many characters are there?
Well, there's probably 12 characters, but we're doubling up on some. So Allison will be playing a couple of people. Harry will be playing a couple of people. So I think we have like 9 or 10 performers, you know, total in the whole thing. We even have John Soule and Stephen Patterson are participating, and they run the Bridge Street Theater. They're the artistic director and main actor guy there. And we're very fortunate to have John performing. So he's playing the old captain that kind of runs the eternally sinking ship, and anybody who's run a theater or a radio station knows how that goes.
I guess most people around here know you for your ukulele playing, and you have a class on, is it Sundays?
I host a ukulele jam at a Magpie Bookshop on Main Street in Catskill. I do that every Saturday except for this
Saturday.
One.
Oh, Sunday. Is it Saturday or Sunday?
Well, I do it Saturdays from 1:30 to 3.
Okay. Saturday. Yep. But not this week because of the show?
Not this week because I'll be rehearsing. I'll be in my sort of practice for the show. But that's every Saturday from 1:30 to 3. I have a website, ukulelecatskill.com, and that's got the schedule and stuff like that. And it's really, that's all about, you know, getting people close to music, making it a nice, accessible thing. I bring ukuleles. I have folks there who are experienced, you know, who know how to play a bunch of songs. We have a book we work out of. But I always bring ukes. You can come. You don't have to know a single thing, and I can have you playing a uke song in about 5 minutes. You know, come on by. I'll evangelize
there's
the
a
lot
of ukulele players in the Hudson Valley, aren't there? Or there seems to be a few.
There's ukulele players everywhere. Ukulele is very popular these days, and I guess that's part of how I ended up getting into it a little bit, because I was looking for sort of musical things to just get involved with people where I knew I could be playing regularly. And so that was a very nice thing. That's
so that's what maybe most people up here know, because you're public, you're playing shows with the ukulele, but do you have a past in musical theater? Is this the first play you've done?
I've written a couple of other musicals, but I hadn't written anything that was this involved that I actually, you know, got done. Not so much done, but, you know, that's kind of out in the world and making its way. I mean, the first, you know, my first intro into the art world, kind of, or the creative world, was high school drama, you know, back in the 70s, and that's when I went to high school, and I had a great high school teacher, Mr. Humphrey, and he did musicals and stuff like that, and, you know, I never totally trusted theater people, even though I pretty much am one, I guess. I mean, over my life, I've done post-production and other things. But, you know, at some point when I was working, you know, I've been a songwriter for a long time, and I've had bands on and off. I had a band called Orson Welk in the city. And up here, I have a group, Jumbo Bungalow, that's some of my folks I meet doing uke and stuff like that. And at some point, I wanted to just make something that kind of had a bigger arc and that told a bigger story. And so, you know, I picked away at it over the years, and I've gotten support from venues from time to time, and Dixon Place was incredibly helpful in developing it up to this point, and now Bridge Street has jumped in because I'm up here. And, you know, for a thing like this to have life, it has to be in a venue, and people have to come see it, you know. So we're hoping folks will come see it. It's kind of in progress, but it's going to be nothing but fun because my crew is awesome. I'm really, really happy with the performers I have, and I feel like whatever they do together is going to be pretty enjoyable.
Is everybody mandated to go to the pirate bar across the street when you're finished?
You know, this is one of those that now I feel that I really haven't prepared at all. So that's in the air. So yeah, probably the pirate bar. Yeah, I should have gotten them involved a long time ago.
I don't know. What is the name of that bar?
Captain Kidd's.
Captain Kidd's. Oh, yeah. That is the pirate bar. The only time I've been in there was after the Irene flood. It was smelling of...
it must have been underwater during.
During the flood, yeah. It smelled of mold in a way that it was assuredly underwater during the flood.
That's a feature, not a bug, with Captain Kidd's. No, I shouldn't say that. No, Captain Kidd's is really great. And they do have a large plastic pirate in there.
It was it didn't smell like alcohol and cigarettes, you know, like bars usually did. It smelled
right,
like...
right. So you're kind of like, is this like a new? Yeah. So, no, that was terrible. That was terrible because that whole area really was.
Yeah,
in it.
And now it's bounced back. There's all kinds. There's a bakery and there's a theater and a t-shirt places.
You know, popping. The theater was kind of like was 8 feet above the high water mark, but it wasn't. It wasn't the theater when Irene happened.
Right. So there's some new stuff there now.
Yeah. Now Catskill's popping. There's a lot going on in Catskill. It's an awesome place to be. And, you know, I like living there myself.
And theater is one of the main things. I mean, there's stuff going on there every weekend now, right?
Pretty much. Yeah, summer really is their high season. So, you know, they've got not only their own shows, Calayuga art shows that they do, but, you know, visiting artists come in and, you know, perform there. There's a cabaret series. There's
the Sunday afternoon series that they've had classical music and play readings and all kinds of stuff.
Yep, and my musical is the second one that they did this summer. They did Frank Cuthbert did a piece. He's a local guy and did a piece, Coney Island, and that was a couple of months ago. So
local playwrights,
They're really bringing a lot to Bridge Street Theater. Is really bringing a lot to Catskill and the whole area, really.
All right, you want to do one more song?
Yeah, I can do you one more. So this one is kind of a slow, sad song that Wheeler sings when he's thinking about what he's looking for. When I find you, I will know right away. And when you see me, you'll come running. We'll be there, oh, so close. We will touch, we will cry. And when I find you, I will throw off my sorrows. We'll sit side by side, I will tell you my story. My life will be new, and someday I'll know what I seek when I find you.
Well, the crowd is roaring. For Carmen Borgia, you'll be again at... Are you going to be there?
I am going to be there. I will not actually be reading in it, because I am the writer. So I've already gotten to boss everybody around with letters on paper. And so I'll be there. But yeah, the cast and crew will be there Sunday, 2 p.m., Bridge Street Theater. That's this Sunday. And a live concert reading of a musical I wrote called South.
And bridgest.org is the website for Bridge Street Theater. And what's your website again?
My website, best place to find me, ukulelecatskill.com.
All right, Carmen Borgia, Sunday at the Bridge Street Theater. Check out South if you'd like, at 2 p.m., right?
2 p.m.